Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Healthcare is so overwhelming. My doctors rushed through visits. I was billed for things that should be covered, and no one was really listening. I felt lost. That's why I called Solace. They paired me with a trained healthcare advocate who actually knew how to get things done. She helped me find the right doctor, coordinate transportation after surgery, and overturn a medical bill. She even joined my appointments to make sure I got real answers. And the best part, it's covered by Medicare, and they stay with you for as long as you need help. My Solace advocate is always just a phone call or text away.
96% of patients report better care with a Solace advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. That's S-O-L-A-C-E health.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
Are we podcasting?
I don't know. Are we podcasting?
Hold on. Jen was...
I was about to get into eyeshadow theory.
Go ahead. Go fast because I'm going to quick find the one tube of lipstick I own.
She's going to put lipstick on to podcast, you guys.
Because my lips are dry.
Well, I'll fill you in. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe. And here's another thing I'm going to tell you. Tell your friends. We are having so much fun doing the podcast. We want to keep doing it. So if every listener gets three friends to listen, I'm just kidding.
Then we get a pink car.
That's right. We get a pink Cadillac.
We get a pink. Sorry, that was me.
That's
I'm sorry.
All right.
I come over with a backpack on. I'm full of stuff.
Then we're ready to get you guys in on our leggings scheme.
Yeah. First podcast and then fun mascara.
And then you can watch this. You'll notice it might look a little bit different and wonderful thanks to our amazing Casey on YouTube. You can mm-hmm. watch the whole thing in all of its glory.
Yeah, all of its glory.
Kristen does not know what I wanted to talk about today.
No.
And I'm scared that she's not going to want to talk about it.
There's only two subjects that I don't want to talk
what
about.
What are they?
No, because then are you going to change yours? I'm afraid.
Literally, if this is one of them, or if you feel like I talk about it too much, then we don't have to do it. What are the two you don't want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about skincare.
Okay. No, I'm not.
And I don't want to talk about... Well, feelings is too big.
Yeah, that's too... I mean...
That's just too... That's...
That's kind of like...
That's like kind of like, don't talk about anything. Just sit here and make weird noises.
Kind of the only things that exist in the universe, Kristen, are feelings and directions to get different places.
I suppose
how to make things.
I suppose anything really that is. I just don't want to deal with right now is like, because we're doing this. This is different for us. This is a happy hour. We used to podcast during the day. Not
but
to
we're
say
liking
that,
happy hour.
But we're liking happy
and we
hour.
Cheers. And we want you to have happy hour with us.
Yes. But if you're driving your kids around in the car, first of all, don't listen to this.
Yeah. Wait till you get home. And
yeah,
have
a happy hour.
It's not going to be happy if the kids are in the car anyway.
No, because you're going to be like, oh, God, Kristen said the F word again.
Yep.
Sorry.
Don't say that.
It's duly noted. I just got a big, long message from a mom saying that I cuss too much.
What, you
which
did?
I did, and I was like, oh.
Okay. Well, I have a mom box that will
tell me that it's okay. That's nice. Okay, fine. What's the other subject?
I know that you didn't want to talk about ghosts, but I really.
Oh God.
God, I read all these really great stories about
fine.
Kids seeing ghosts, but that's not what I'm going to talk. What?
Well, the
to
reason that
tonight.
Jen wants to talk about ghosts is because we're in the beginning of September, and her house is decked out. In Halloween
crap. It's not
crap.
Even decked out. It, I just have the it stuff out.
Her, this is her, like, this is like Halloween light for her. And this is, it is everything I own. It is in one corner of her house. And I was like, Jennifer Smedley, we have not even honored the fall, nor Thanksgiving. We've gone right to Halloween. I have a September, October, November. You're just making it burn really fast.
I'll tell you, here's my whole theory. If I'm going to bring all this shit out, I want it out for longer than like 3 or 4 weeks. I want to like be
you're
going to
be that
it.
Tacky broad who's like, I'm going to keep
gonna
my
be.
Tree out.
Gonna be?
No, I know. You already had a tree. You're like, I got an apple tree. I got a tree with magnets in it. I got a tree with foil.
I am that broad.
I got
I
a pink
love
tree.
It. I love it. I'm never going to stop doing it.
But I love it too, but I just feel like this is early, man.
I know. Dash told me I couldn't start until the beginning of September, and I gave it a few days, and then now I'm into it because I know. Well, I started cleaning the garage over the long weekend, and then
I haven't unpacked from tour.
I've yeah.
We've been back from the road for a few weeks
any
now.
Other part of my
and I have a suitcase
together.
In my closet that I'm like, I'll get to those clothes later.
I don't.
There
wear those that
literally
much anyway.
Like I literally ran out of underwear, and I was like, I could just do laundry for myself and solve a lot of problems. But instead, I went and bought a pack of underwear at CVS. Also, I tooted it at CVS. Unexpectedly, and I was like, I've hit a low point. I was buying underwear and I tooted, but I was just standing there. I was just standing there. And I was like, just standing. Did not effort, did not. It's if there would have been people around me, I would have been embarrassed because there was no denying it. It was very squeaky.
Now I have a lot of things to tell
you. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk ghosts.
One is I let it fly in a TJ Maxx recently.
You let one rip?
Yeah, I did because I just knew that I needed the relief from it. You sometimes you got to for your tummy's sake. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I would tell my kids to do it. And then I like walked around to the other side of the rack and just was like staring at the person like, hey, somebody over there farted, huh? Not me.
I just got crop dusted. What happened?
But my husband told me, okay, there's this article. Oh, my God. So there was a Delta flight taking out.
Oh!
Do you hear?
Oh, my God. I know. I love that you're going to talk about this. We have to talk about it because I feel like I'm so happy that it was somebody else.
Not me, because I felt like it might have
been me.
And that's what we're all scared of. And most people have better control of their bodies.
This
you
is
and I
literally the nightmare of life.
That is what I said. I go, is everyone's worst nightmare? Okay, so what happened? It was like a Miami to Italy flight.
God!
Like a 9-hour flight. And somebody got diarrhea.
That's in coach. That's all the way in the back.
Coach.
Running up to the front.
Runs up to the front. As they run up, their green apple splatters on the way up to the front.
Through their pants.
Through
on
their
the
pants.
Bottom of the pants. They keep stepping and splatting, and you just want to ignore it.
Yep, you got it. You're trying to be polite. I tell you what, if I am on that plane, I'm like throwing down those cheap blankets, covering it up. I'm doing what I'm going
to
do. I'm got it. I got to help.
Nope.
But I am going to be
scared
of
sir.
Ebola. I'm going to be totally scared.
I will hold your baby. I will let your baby barf on me. I'll let you barf on me. But if you walk and poop, I am out.
So
I'm just not a good enough person.
They make it to the bathroom.
Bear,
this is 2 hours in the flight.
Barely.
They explode. You know how some people say, I'm going to destroy that toilet? They literally destroyed the toilet. Like, they couldn't do anything about, like, they
called it a biohazard. The pilot said, we have to turn around because it's a biohazard. On some level, if that person doesn't like turn inward and feel terrible about themselves, I would say, think of it as like a mission accomplished. Like you've done something, you've shit better than anybody. You have the biggest bragging right.
They could have just closed off that bathroom.
I don't think they could have.
But it was the smell from what had been.
I kind of want to gag a little bit. Is everybody going to want to barf when they hear this?
Maybe. But you guys have all heard but here's the worst part. They had to take him off the plane in a stretcher. Like, it's not bad enough that you got diarrhea that nobody knew about that was so bad you had to be taken off in a stretcher. You had diarrhea that everybody had to deal with. And
he's like, I shouldn't have eaten the veal. Oh, God. So... I feel so... My heart... But there were two forms of relief. I was like, that guy feels relief just because he's off that flight.
We assume it's a guy.
We assume.
Yeah.
And hats off if it's a lady friend. And also, I feel relief that it wasn't me. That, like...
1,000%.
On so... There have been so many occasions where I'm like, am I tooting?
Well, I remember I was doing I was trying that weird, like... weight loss fat trapper drug that went like off label. They had it at Walmart, and I was like, "Well, you do double, and then it's like prescription strength." And I would shit like Taco Bell grease. You guys, now nobody wants to listen to this. Now we've gone too far.
Didn't you shit your pants in front of a plumber?
In front of a plumber, you guys. If you've seen our old videos, then you know it's the case. But I was like, I need to use the bathroom. I was like, I need a minute, and I was like, no, no. And then I just crap my pants. But it was nice because I could just, in my own home, I could just go down and like throw the pants, all of it, into the washer right away. So they were an expensive pair of jeans. So
that's makes not me what love I you. To talk about. Makes me love you so much. Fine. Let's talk about ghosts. You gave me a good ghost, poop Kristen, story.
It's better. You're going to like it. You're going to
like it. I like these stories. I like these way more than talking about like what my freaking astrology says.
You want to talk about BTK?
Is that why we're talking about that? You said ghost? You think there's a BTK ghost? Did my brain just overwhelm with excitement there? Yes. Do you see me? I did just shit my pants.
Down a little bit.
I just shut down a plane, you guys. I'm telling you right now.
We are bringing in a stretcher to get Kristen off this
podcast. Did you see my face? So I'm like...
She was so excited she could not do all the math at one time. Well, BTK is not dead. So I was going to say...
He's not?
No.
He's just in prison?
He's damn near close. So this let me go into what has been going on in the news that I know all you moms are into true crime just like we are.
Yeah.
And I was worried that you wouldn't want to talk about this, but this is crazy. And there's multiple directions that this son of a bitch and story goes into. I can't even tell
you. I'm going to love this. I just have heard a lot about the grandpa ghost that was in your hallway. We've been friends for a really long time. I'm glad we're talking about new ghosts.
We'll do ghosts next podcast. But okay, fine. But this is what I was down to was these two things. Okay.
Okay. Both
so
I love.
So it's been 2 decades, basically, since they caught BTK killer Dennis Rader. Wichita,
Kansas, which is, if you don't know, he is like, there's no grislier person than this man. And it was
church and
he's
messed with the police,
But his thing, the BTK, is
bind, torture, kill.
Yeah.
What
is it? Bind, torture, kill. Like, the guy's a real piece of shit. Let's just put that out there.
There's nothing about it that is. It's the worst of the worst. He has a family.
I know.
And so his daughter.
Yes. She's a hero.
And she's a hero yet again.
Oh.
Like, on so many different levels. So, okay. So what happened in the last like 2 weeks was this really astute, like, cold case files detective in Osage County, Oklahoma, which is right below Kansas. I have chills right now because I love these smart people doing all of this stuff. Was like, so we have some unsolved murders that really sound similar to BTK's like MO, like the way he did stuff in Kansas. Like, he wasn't, like, he's in jail for killing, I think, 10 women.
Right.
But people have always suspected that he did more than that. And, like, his family's been really helpful and forthcoming. Like, one of the things they did was, like, his daughter and his wife were like, oh, every time we were out, like, they were big, like, hunting fishermen people. Mm-hmm. Every time we were out, he would be like, oh, I like that cabin, or I like that barn, I like that farm, like, that's where I want to retire. And the daughter was like, sometimes he would drive by it and he would just be like, that one, that's my favorite. I like that one. And they never, like,
Was that him, like, casing a place that he was going to...
Looking back on it now...
Let me sip my Chardonnay.
Yeah, have some Chardonnay. So looking back on it... Okay. So I'm going to read some of the information so that I don't get it wrong. And so some of this is...
I love how research heavy you are right now.
Because I was like giddy, like finding new information. Not because You guys,
this is our sweet spot.
This is our sweet spot. We like justice getting served. He has said he didn't do anything more, but they have.
He's a garbage can lying piece of shit.
On so many levels. But like, so this cop in Osage County is like, I wonder if, so they go back and they look at all the evidence. And one of the things they have that they haven't really paid that much attention to is his journals. And he journaled about picking somebody up. He called it Good Wash Day. He picked somebody up in a laundromat in 1996. Hold on, let me get this.
I want to barf.
No, 1976.
I was going to say he got. Okay.
I'm going to read it so I don't mess
up. Just read it.
Okay. A 1976 journal entry by Rader marked Bad Wash Day insinuates he took a life from a laundromat. He marked that in 1976 he murdered someone from a laundromat. Eddie Van, not Eddie Van Halen. That's what I almost said. It's Eddie Verdon, the sheriff of Osage County, Oklahoma. Along with this, authorities have unveiled drawings made by Rader illustrating young girls tied and bound in bars. So now his daughter, Carrie Rawson, is cooperating with the authorities in the investigation. So she's like, he's old. He's in a wheelchair. He has no teeth left. They're looking, so they found all these drawings that he had made.
Right, so they're probably looking at what other cases.
In his journal.
Yeah.
They released the drawings, and people have said, that looks like so-and-so missing person. So this girl who was, in 1976, was a cheerleader. Oh. She was so young, like 16, 17, in doing laundry, disappeared from a laundromat. And this one drawing that
you know,
had,
that just seared into my brain. I literally just thought to myself, well, my kids are never going to a laundromat.
Never. Oh, ever. My God. They're never going anywhere. Are you kidding me? So he and so now the sheriff is like, if he's innocent in this case, well, I will defend him. If he's guilty, I will nail him to the wall. So now his daughter and so BTK's family.
Yeah.
His wife, ex-wife, and his daughter are going and trying to identify all these barns that he pointed out, like places where they used to go hunting and fishing and camping, and like some of them have been like torn down, but they're trying to remember where they were so they can give this information to the police, just like so they can give this family like
closure. Because I think what happens a lot of times is these guys, they get busted, the state throws like 10 cases at them, there's no way they're gonna get out of prison, they're gonna die in prison, but then they're like, you know, we're just gonna leave it at that, the bad guy's in. But these families still don't have any closure to the cases that were open. And so I think I have seen interviews with his daughter, and she, you can just see pain on her, but also,
can you imagine?
No, but
your
also
upside down.
She's doing the thing, the hardest thing, and she's doing the right thing. So I always think like, I hope she knows that she's like so honorable, like you know,
she's not like him.
She's not like him.
It's like, it's, there's no better way to show it too.
Yeah.
Know, that like she's doing this because it has to be tremendously painful. Like every single memory you have from childhood, your family camping trips are like,
well, it wasn't a, it just so like, cause I do think there's sometimes this
not
idea.
Not to bring it back, but Kristen had really bad IBS on camping trips. So I.
Thank you for bringing that up. There's two nightmares. First of all, I would have been safe from BTK because I would have been walking in between crapping in some shitty campsite and then going to my parents' camper. Okay, like, you know what I was? I was ripe for BTK now that I think about it. I was thinking like, hey, Dewey and Terry, thanks for not wondering where I am as I try to make it to the only flushable toilet in this stupid campsite with all the weird putt-putt golfing that's going on and old men sitting by open campfires asking me if I want a wine cooler. No, I don't. I'm going to go crap myself. Thank you. I digress. I did. I thank you for bringing up IBS. That is the other nightmare of my life.
Do you want to come sit, listen to Don Henley and have a Bartles and James with me, little girl? I don't know if this is
my parents would have been like, whoa,
get a load of my MR2 Toyota over here. Do you find me attractive? I know I look 50, but I am 27 because that's how everybody looked in the 80s.
Especially
Kristen
at campsites.
Like, you like me?
Yeah. You want a French kiss? You'll be up. I can't. My IBS is acting up. My parents just think I'm difficult, but I actually have IBS. So I'm going to But I like you, but I think I'm going to poop myself by the campfire. That's not a strong start. What's your name, Randy? Okay.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I'm going back to her. Whenever people do things that are really hard, when I think about someone like her doing that hard thing, I'm like, Kristen, you got nothing to complain about. Like, that is doing a hard, hard thing. And she's a hero, and she's going to bring a lot of justice and relieve a lot of pain to families because she was part of him being a murderer. Right. Here's the other thing, though. I think sometimes we glorify some of these serial killers as being like, hey, it's a guy on your block. Like, John Wayne Gacy was a complete dickhead and nobody liked him. And he was super antisocial. So is BTK. Like, I just don't want people to be afraid of their neighbors as though it's some hidden serial killer, because they're generally fuckwads.
Yeah. Red flags, you guys.
I saw
this meme that was like, normalize leaving at the first red flag. Like, I love that so much, because the daughter said in like one of these interviews I read today that like they would have him outside. They would do this stuff because if he was inside pent up too much, he would get angry. And I'm like, fuck that baby.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Like,
you'd get pent up. You'd have a little temper tantrum.
Yeah. And then worse than that, you're like the most horrible person on earth. It's like there were definitely signs, which is, I gotta say this. Now, I'm no expert, and I don't know what it's
like. We like to pretend we are. We're not saying we're doctors, but you might want us in an emergency situation. We've experienced a lot of things.
We will have a couple drinks and think we know so much more than we do.
About everything. The law, medicine, science.
Sometimes we might be right. But, like, I think about the Long Island serial killer.
Ugh.
I don't like his wife, and I don't like his son, because I know they're dealing with a lot of trauma right now. Like, that's got to be a big old slap in the face. But come out and say something fucking nice.
What do you mean?
They've said nothing. They, like, hide. They have, like, released no statement. They're like, please respect while we deal with our hard time right now. And it's like, why don't you say something like, if any of this is true,
then we are so sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Klebold, I'm saying that wrong. Ugh. Help me.
From Columbine?
Yeah.
Dylan Klebold.
Dylan, is it Klebold or Klebold? It's one of those. Klebold. I don't.
Let's say it wrong, because who cares?
She was, again, she went and did like a tour circuit of talking about, the mom did. And I was like, God, like, those are hard days. But I do believe that because she's doing that in some way, it's helping heal. It's like rising above this like inferno of bad. And she, like, I don't know if it's how we think about things like that, but I think, I want to believe that I would be someone like that, but I think I would just want to murder the person that murdered someone I loved. Oh. That would be my go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Off the bad guy.
The blind rage.
I
go there in traffic sometimes.
Yeah,
so there's
same.
No reason I'm not going to go
like,
there.
You stole my parking spot at Trader Joe's. We're going to have a fisticuffs. We're going to go.
I die? Okay.
Fine.
Because it's a bad day.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if this guy tries to sell me solar panels one more time, I swear to God, stop knocking on my front door, man. I told you I don't want them 8 times. I don't want your solar panels.
Have those guys come to your house on those, like, those like, what are they called? Those
the
like,
segways?
Segways! Oh my God, I want to like punch him.
Yeah, because you don't even like, I'm like, you're not even out, literally hitting the pavement. You're rolling on the pavement.
I'd feel bad for you if you were out walking in this.
I would give you a LaCroix and probably a cookie and say no thank you.
If you want me to get new siding and you are walking, I will listen to you. If you are on a Segway, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, get off my block. Those dirty bird scooters, I can't handle them. I have become an old person.
We were just talking about like
what old ladies wear. I see those bird scooters and my kids are like, those look fun. And I'm like, fun. They muddy the neighborhood.
They make them go too fast.
They go too fast. Nobody's wearing helmets
anymore.
Yeah, what is this? You know what this is?
The bird app is making a lot of money. But yeah. Girl, get off my lawn. No, I hear myself doing it, and I know I sound like an asshole, but like, I got different priorities I got to worry about.
We also watch a lot about murder, so we're always looping it back to that somebody could kill us, and that's all I'm saying.
You got to be ready. Okay, so.
So maybe my IBS did save me from BTK. Maybe I wasn't old enough.
You know what? I don't know, because I think he was like active for a really long time.
I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question.
I don't know if I have the answer, but I'll bullshit.
Now, think about, you know, some of these people that are in these relationships with these bad, bad people. They've been in there a long time. So these red flags that we're talking about, when someone says, hey, here's a red flag. Whenever you see a red flag, listen to it. Thinking about what you know now about your whole life, and if you were back in the dating game again, back in your early 20s, and someone showed you a red flag, what would be the first one that would make you go, done. All this that I know.
Controlling people.
In how so? Like, can you give an example of that?
I just remember dating somebody that got like really mad when I was like, I said as honestly as I could, I was like, we'd just gone out like maybe 10 times or something like that. So it was like a couple months of like dating.
You're kind of always looking out the side of your, feeling each other up?
No, there was much feeling more than that. There was home runs happening, Kristen. Oh. I was going to say,
a couple of months? What are you doing?
No, I don't know. Fully. No, but it was like when I said, I was like, I don't think I stopped answering phone calls and texts and stuff like that. And he was like really mad. And I was like, see, that's you being mad. That's why I stopped. Like me not answering your text is an answer.
But did you tell him I don't want to see you anymore because you're
when
freaking me out?
It to an issue. I said, you seem really controlling to me. I just see red flags. And he was like, well, then you've lied to me because you've led me on. I was like, no. I'm dating to see if there's red flags.
And
then
when you just showed them
red flags.
So
I'm out. Like, so I'm done.
I don't want to go with your red flag, sir, because I'd like to make it to my next birthday.
Because it's like they control your behavior and then it's your thoughts and then it's everything. That's how you get like gaslit, I guess. Like that you start to doubt that you're seeing things the way that you really like perceive them. Because so one of the things they said in these articles, which is the same for Long Island serial killer, is they had a room like in the basement. They had like a place, like a secret room.
To take
room.
Them?
No, not where they did the actual killings, but where they saved like trophies.
Oh yeah, trophies.
Or they had like their sick porn or whatever, like where it was like their little workshops where they had this stuff. And I'm sorry, if there is an extra room in my house,
it ain't gonna be that.
Halloween decorations,
absolutely
in there,
not.
I will make it a crafting
also,
space. There's no fucking way you're getting away with that. There's
100%
no way.
Also, I'm looking through.
Navy SEAL, you're not getting away with
no
it.
Way. I no. snoop, by the no. way. I like to go
so
in.
Much and I act like I don't. There's nothing my husband is getting away with. Whatsoever.
I'm like, why'd we get called into collections on this Blockbuster account? Oh, that was from when you were in college. Okay, we're fair. I just want to make sure that, like, I will deep dive. I've never checked his emails. That's not true.
Well, what if they came up though? What if they just
they
came
were just
up?
On the screen? It was already signed
yes.
in.
Yes, that's.
And also, my husband is one of the only people I know that literally only has whatever the day's emails are. That's it. So when you open his email, he has like 8 on the page. He like deletes.
Wow.
Jen has 120,000
right
currently.
That feels like a red flag.
What? I know. I was like, you're covering some bases.
Covering some
so then I go ahead and do his search and I'm like, boobs, butt.
Oh, yeah.
Fun, sexy lamest. Time.
I know.
Like, loving kisses, like shit that I wouldn't say. I want to see who's coming into this. It's all just sports logos. I don't know if that's a sign for something, but if it is.
Football and like lacrosse.
That's what I'm saying, though. You got to know who you're married to. You don't get a secret space. You can't have a space of.
No, you don't.
You've got the garage. I don't. And it's all your freaking hats.
You don't get secret. You don't. And here's the other thing is, if I went through my husband's email, he would be like, yeah, go, like, go.
My husband would not care whatsoever.
And I wouldn't care if he looked at mine. I'd care. Help retrieve my password.
I'd care.
You would? What do you got in there?
What?
Well, mine.
No.
What? What are you? She's giving me a look.
I'm just saying, I did search something and you caught me. Oh.
Oh.
Look.
Look, your friend is different.
I wasn't dabbling. I was just curious.
We're just Googling.
Just
wondering
what if he was still doing his CrossFit thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I wasn't mad at my husband. I wasn't into this person.
Listen,
I just was like.
You're a sociopath if you don't still care if somebody's okay.
I just was checking if he was okay.
All right. Yes.
And he was. And that is when the last time I've ever searched. Honestly, that is the only time in the last 5 years. And I think it was because there was a conversation. And then I thought, well, I'll just put his name into the search bar that I share with my friend Jen. And then I forgot to, I didn't even know how to delete the search engine. And then she saw that I had Greta Gerwig
like
in there 1,000 times.
I know. I wake up and I'm like, so somebody had trouble sleeping last night.
But I was, so then I was like, well, I wouldn't feel good if I looked on Collins and he had like, girlfriends that he was looking up, but then I wouldn't be mad about it. I don't think I'd be
my
like
husband.
Whatever.
I think still talks to all his. Here's the trust in my marriage that is
I'm so trusting
off the charts is that neither one of us looks at our bank like our statements, you know, like credit cards and all of that. And every month, I am just crossing my fingers that he doesn't because he's gonna be like, "Whoa, what did you buy at TJ Maxx? A car?
Yeah,
like what?"
Well, it is September, so I've got to prepare for Halloween,
I have
hon.
To get my Halloween set. He knows. He's
yeah,
fully
he
prepared.
Knows who you are.
No.
He knows where that garage.
That's what I think sometimes when I like come home with the 12-foot animatronic from Home Depot is I'm like, he knows who he married. And it could be worse. This is my secret. This is my secret.
This is your secret serial thing is that you like – decor. You're not murdering anybody.
Absolutely not. All of it is
ironically, you
display.
Do have a lot of skulls, but that's not the real deal.
But there's no worry, though.
There's no worry.
Absolutely no worry that I'm going to act on any of that.
True crime themed Halloween party is not a terrible idea.
That's
sorry, I just had that. I just had that in my head.
I do think I think the thing that he would be like, which I would never do, if I like brought a Ouija board home, he'd be like, absolutely not.
I cross my,
I don't
like that. I'm not going to invite in the devil. You invite the
devil
to dinner, you're going to have to eat with them.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why I don't
if you're
want
sitting
that.
Next to Randy at a fire and he delicately tries to French kiss you. You can't get weirded out about it because he's the same age as
That's
your uncle.
That's right. That's what I picture the devil is driving a Toyota MR2, but it's like 20 years old, but he keeps talking about how it's in mint condition and how low the mileage is. And he hasn't like changed any of what he wears since like early 90s or something. Same hair.
I don't know why you're
jeans.
Judging me. That's who I looked up. He's doing great, you guys. He's doing great. Hmm? You know what a red flag for me is?
What
I was just thinking about. I was like, what's a real red flag? There were two for me as I was like thinking about it. Number one would be, I remember I was dating this guy and I was very into him. And I needed to move a washer from my building that I got to have a washer dryer in unit or something. And I bought a washer and I thought of everybody else except asking him to help me. And I was like, oh, for some reason, like the inability to ask this guy to help me move a washer equated like in my very young 20s brain, like he's not going to be there when I have a baby. I don't want him to see that. And then I was like, what are you doing? Like even in my 20s, I was like, okay, well, you don't want that. Like,
that's good that you caught that.
Well,
like
I mean, we banged for a long time, and it was hot.
Well,
but
that's fine. He's not married.
I'm not saying he wasn't marriage material. It took me 4 years to figure it out.
You asked him to help move your washer, and he was like, what's one of these contraptions? Is one of those things
I guess I'll hire it done, and then we'll go out for dinner, and I'll probably pay for it later.
I don't think I've ever dated anybody for more than 4 days that hasn't had to move a washer for me. I'm telling like, you right now.
Listen, the reason we're dating is you have a truck and I have this animatronic that I need moved to my house.
Yeah,
can you help me move this?
Can you go pick up a pallet I ordered from China?
It's been floating in the Red Sea. The other one is if you don't tip. It's a deal breaker. Oh. If you don't tip, if I see it, first of all, I won't be able to unsee it. And I'll be like, how do I put money down on this dinner? Did he forget?
A guy who doesn't tip is not going to get you nice presents.
A guy who doesn't get a tip is not going to get my vagina. Well, and I'm not saying that's a winning.
And by nice presents, I mean orgasms.
I mean
nothing
anything.
Will like swim me up faster than somebody who's super cheap.
Oh, and cheap. I mean, cheap, I think. Cheap is terrible. Frugal is another thing. Being money conscious is another thing. None of those are real panty droppers. But I will say, that not leaving a tip is insulting to me. And I or a low tip. Or if you're doing the math on 15%, I'm like,
they didn't do well enough. I'm gonna
You have to do a lot of math to do 15%. Just leave the fucking 20%.
Somebody's middle management material.
Also, just leave a lot of money to impress me. One guy did that. I was like, he got to second base. I wasn't planning on even kissing him. 1,000%. But I was like, you left a really nice tip for that person.
Now, I will say my husband says that he's cheap. I don't think that he is.
He's not cheap.
I don't think he is either, but he's like, I was raised cheap because here's what happened this afternoon is soccer. We all know you're dealing with it with me. Oh. This is the soccer thing. So I tell the kids, I'm like, you have a soccer shelf. So you put your cleats, you put your goddamn socks, you put your
stinky ass shin guards
up there so we don't have to look for them.
We just keep it all in a bag. And when you open it, it's like a disease.
Salamus. I know. But you got to have some place for them. And the dog will chew on them. We still have a
especially
a
stinky
lab that's
foot
a year
stuff.
Old. Yes. So she gets in there and she chews. So today, Britt was like, oh, gosh, I got to take Dash to get new cleats before soccer. And Dash was like, no, you don't. I can still wear them. And I jokingly said, I'm like, yeah, between the last two pairs that Pearl's chewed up, you probably have a right and a left that's still functional. He's like, I do.
Please tell me you wore them. Please tell me you wore them.
Well, Britt wouldn't let him. And then the pair that he really liked, just one of them was chewed up. And he was like, I think I can fix it. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to let you wear them, but I will let you do this because it might be a great Instagram picture.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go ahead and do your worst. He came up. He's like, where's our duct tape? I'm like, showed him the duct tape. He goes, we're corks.
You're like, mommy's got a few of those. Actually, we prefer twist off in this house.
Yeah, so very few left. But I was like, what is he doing?
You're making a heel or something?
So my husband, he's making cleats.
Oh, so that's clever.
My husband was like, just shaking his head. I go, are you tired of having a conversation with you? He's like,
yeah.
What do you mean? I go, this is what you try to do when I say it's time for new shoes or like,
just go buy the shoes.
Just go buy the new thing. Like, and he doesn't want to do it. He's like, oh, well, I was raised so cheap.
Yeah. My husband's the same way. I'm like, I'm just not as nice as you are. I'm like, go change your shorts. I can see your balls through them.
I could literally.
Jesus Christ, you're going to the school.
Tolerate you having a serial killer trophy room in our basement where I could have put my craft. If you
we
just
can share
so
it.
Fucking cheap, man.
If you just weren't,
that
listen.
Is, nothing is worse.
Nobody's getting a goddamn killer room in California with these real estate prices. I don't know what you think this is, but we don't have the income.
Excuse me, sir. If there's a place that can second as a wine cellar, you think I'm gonna have dibs on that?
Yeah, we're going to make it a wine cellar.
God.
It's going to be what it was meant to be.
You're
a good fun time.
You don't need a work.
Nope.
You don't need a workbench.
No, he's got the garage.
You don't do models. There's
what?
Like build model boats and shit. He never did models.
He's like, I dated a girl that worked at Glamour Shots.
He probably did.
Yeah.
He's smart enough to not bring it up because I would be on
Googling
that.
Where the fuck
that,
is she?
Fuck her. Like, she got what she deserved, didn't
late
she?
Late at night. Like, on the old Instagram. Yeah, one time you dibble dabble and then you get caught.
I'm horrible.
Everybody does the same thing. We're all doing our best. We're trying to research people so we know how to find red flags.
Anyway, red flag, you need to get away because they only get worse.
oh my God, one of these podcasts, we got to do a dating podcast where we have like single girls in and we give them advice.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be so fun. Like go through like options that they have on.
Oh my God. I want to look at all their dating apps.
Oh my God.
I want to know how that is and what you do. Oh my God. Let me run your socials for a day. Oh my God.
Casey, you got to have a friend that's on like single.
We need like 21 to 25 year olds that are just in the thick of it. Although you should not be looking at settling down at that time as well.
No, absolutely not.
You should be enjoying.
Start your 401k now.
Start, because, yeah.
You know, it just multiplies. So
I'd say like 26 to 28, start dipping your toe in something serious. By 30, you know, maybe nailing something down. 32, and then just hurry to have babies really fast. Get it over with.
But every 7 years, that doubles.
What's that mean?
Your 401k.
Oh,
your investments double every 7 years, right? Is that right?
Oh, that's another podcast that nobody's going to want to listen to.
You know what?
The dating one versus financial readiness, which I'm down to have, but nobody wants to hear it.
I admit to you, I don't know a ton about being married to a serial killer or having one that's your dad. I know even less about financial. what I know about is crapping your pants on a plane.
Yeah, I think we just podcasted, didn't we?
Wait, we did.
Do we want to do a mom box?
I do. I have a mom box.
Yeah. Sorry. We're going to get backward. I'm going to walk that back just like that guy wishes he could have on that plane.
So if you listen to our swearing episode.
Sorry.
Tara messaged and she said, I just finished listening to the newest podcast episode about kids swearing and I'm going to put Kristen's mind at ease. My son is almost 10 and if he stubs his toe or hurts himself and he cusses, as long as it's in our home, he does not get in trouble. I've been spending a couple of years telling him that swearing is absolutely never acceptable if he is using his words to hurt someone, which is what Kristen said. But he's also reminded there are plenty of words that are not swears that can be used with cruel intentions to hurt someone. In our home, any word used to bring someone down or make them feel less than is off limits. Okay, I love that.
Love that.
Maybe I'm a bit too lenient, but I would rather him understand that many words have negative power and energy. It depends on how they're utilized. I want him to be conscious of how he uses language more than focusing on which words will get a rise out of me if I hear them. Plus, I say fuck all the time.
I love her.
If I hurt myself and I know there's no chance in hell he won't be hearing it in my household at some point and sometime, I might as well teach him how to use those words and others without ill intent. Love you both and everything you stand for. I've been following you since the very beginning of the YouTubes. You brighten many, many days for me as a single mom to a son with ADHD and anxiety.
What up?
Yeah, sharing and making moms everywhere test their bladders every time we tune in. Tara. And I said, I love this. Thank you for making the time to message. When you must be so crazy busy. Keep kicking ass, lady, and I'll make sure Kristen sees this.
I love it.
And she messaged, I'm teary-eyed and also excited to read this. Thank you. And yes, back to school madness as a single mom, too.
Yay, yay, yay.
Plus my 8th reconstructive surgery in October, and I'm applying for nursing school, but someday I'll miss this. Keep on being amazing. You too, Tara.
Tara,
my God, kick-ass mom, right?
She's a kick-ass mom. You know what I like about that? And it is the conversation I'm having more and more is like, I think I care about the big words. I don't want my kids rolling around just calling everybody the C whenever they want.
Yeah.
But I'm more concerned about tone and also the air and the intent.
Yeah.
Like my son can have this air about him. My mom used to say this thing, you've got a real air about you. And I'm like, well, I don't like your attitude either, lady. And also this dinner, mid.
A-I-R-E, air.
Air. Okay. Yeah, not, right. Whoop, which I did have. I go, correct, yeah. IBS, thank you.
Yeah,
and it's real.
Okay.
It wasn't fake. Thank
we
you for taking me
TJ
camping.
Maxx.
I think that like the point of that being is like, you stub your toe, you say shit, or you hurt yourself and you say fuck. That is just letting the air out of the balloon. And it's a kid, you know, it's not great.
Yeah.
But when the intention is directed at someone, you don't even have to use cuss words or swear words or slurs. You can just talk to someone and have like that. Like the hardest thing for me to translate is when someone's being passive aggressive, when they're just not saying the thing. Literally, I think it has to do with how my brain is not completely normal. And I'm like, wait, are they being rude or are they being real? And I would have a hard time interpreting that. So yeah. I'm always like, I don't like cunning. I hate sarcasm. I don't like cynicism.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard word for me to say. That microphone just took a big old beating right
just
there.
Spit all over me, you guys.
I'm sorry. I'm not tongue-tied, by the way. BT dubs. Just a speech impediment. Just a speech impediment. And a learning disability. No big deal. What's up? So I do think that the tone of words yeah. and the intention of words and why you're saying the words is way more important than the actual words.
I agree. I agree with that.
You know?
I mean, that makes sense to me because it's like you can slip up and you can say a word and it literally doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
Or you can like put a lot of thought behind it and you can just
cut
someone.
Well, in the seventh grade of it all, you know, I throw my son under the bus a lot because he's in seventh grade and we're in the thick of seventh grade.
He's
but
do.
He, and he'll say, Eleanor plays goalie, okay, on the soccer team. And she's great. She plays goalie. Okay,
I
you guys?
It.
Like to say for a third time, she plays goalie.
Love
what
it.
Do you think is his first question after every game? Did you score? She plays fucking goalie, man. Did you score?
Has he seen soccer?
Well, he doesn't know.
See, that's me being sarcastic.
See, because then you would play smart to him. Shit. I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to make her feel bad and telling her that she's not scoring. She's the goalie. That is not her job. She's not going to score. But he does it just to sort of like dig at her, that older brother crap. And I like, man, I metaphorically and maybe someday will actually sweep his leg. But I do that because I'm like, we all know what you're doing and what you're saying is on some
and
level, you're kind of knock her down because he's being an older brother. That's knocking her down
Mine
a peg.
Mine do it too.
I don't
do
know
it.
What it is to humble each person. Like God forbid you're like, that's great. Eleanor. It just doesn't happen in siblings. Like,
well, mine do it to each other like constantly. And I've been saying to him, like we have had to go back to, is it necessary? And is it kind? And it
yep.
better not come out of your mouth until you've asked yourself those questions.
Meanwhile, in the background, they're like, just ripping each other apart. It's great, you guys. Everything.
They're not sly about it.
No.
They're doing it like out in the open. And I'm like, you guys, people aren't going to like you. Just keep doing that. And you're not going to have friends. And when you ask me in high school.
Why you don't have friends.
I'm going to say, maybe it's your fucking tone.
Your
man.
Tone with each other. Yeah. Like you can't sharpshooter. You can only do that to your siblings. Honestly.
Yeah.
If you. Yeah. You kind of can't. Eleanor, the other day, she had enough with him. She goes, this is not funny, but she had it with him and he was just picking on her and driving her crazy. And she goes, like, so loud, like, so mad. She's like, I hope you die in a hole.
You know what?
And I go, Jesus Christ. We're going to mass immediately.
Straight on, though. There's no mixed signals there. He knows exactly
where
the situation
is. I'm surprised she wasn't out with a shovel. Like, you just fucking take the wrong step, motherfucker.
Whereas
and I got you.
My daughter thinks, like, if I use the right words, it's okay. So she'll go, like, no, thank you. Like, where you're
but
like.
But it's cutting.
I need you to go get in the shower.
Like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh my God, I don't know what's worse.
No, thank.
I just recognize that the common denominator is that we are not popular. I think that we podcasted, Jenny.
Good job. Sure. Cheers.
Cheers.